Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Joseph Nyer is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Joe is someone that I've met before. He and I met almost a year ago at a gathering near his home and near where he works in New York State. He's the eighth president of Iona College, which is about a 4,000 student school there, about 20 miles north of New York City. He's a scientist practitioner. He's been a psychologist in academic and clinical and private practice, and he's a father and someone who's running a school that I wanted you to know about. And he's our new friend, Joe Nyer. Dr. Joe Nyer, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me. And if I could, I want to pause. So you went out playing Steve Miller, and you came back playing Van Halen. I like it both.
Does it get any better than that? Huh?
it's hard to think that it does.
And just for you, Joe, this is special music. Okay, so I'm glad you're here, and I want to congratulate you on the good work you're doing there at Iona. One of the things my audience knows is I'm on a fairly regular basis. I introduce them to people who are making things happen in schools of higher education. Institutions of higher education across the country. We've done dozens of interviews like this, but your school is probably maybe the smallest one, less than 4,000 students. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're a school about 4,000 students, a liberal arts school that offers both undergraduate and graduate programs. We're the only Irish Christian Brothers Catholic school in the country.
Well, why is that an important distinction?
Because it speaks to our heritage. And our heritage dates back to Edmund Rice and the founding of the Christian Brothers,
yeah,
who set about to create educational opportunities across the globe for people who are having difficulty accessing schools, and particularly in our case, higher education. So they founded this college for first-generation college students back in 1940 who were having difficulty finding access to colleges.
There was a niche that needed to be filled.
That's exactly right, and
yeah,
they were there to do it.
Well, see, that was a very entrepreneurial thing that the Christian Brothers did, because that sounds like the kind of thing my audience does.
It's the type of thing your audience does on a daily basis. You identify a need society has, and you fill that need, and then you retain your customers, as you were speaking about at the introduction to this segment.
Yeah, absolutely. And so now it's about 60-something years old?
We're 76 years young, we like to say. And located just north of Manhattan, and we're both a commuter and a residential college, so students
right.
can live in Manhattan and commute and or live on our campus and benefit from all that New Rochelle has to offer.
But anybody can go there. I mean, anybody can apply to go there.
That's exactly right. Our Catholic intellectual tradition says, come one, come all. You don't have to be Catholic. We're an incredibly diverse institution, all faiths. We have students from over 36 countries that attend Iona College, and they come here because we're dedicated to developing ethical decision makers.
And that's a
whatever
topic,
your career.
That's a topic you and I are going to talk about in a little bit, folks. That word ethical, that was what attracted me to Joe to start with when I heard about some of the curriculum they were working on. I wanted to make sure he talked about that. But before we get there, Joe, I want to talk about the future of liberal arts schools. There's some people now saying that maybe the business model, the curriculum model, the product model of liberal arts schools aren't preparing our students for the reality of the 21st century. What do you think?
I think there are two critical points. First is that it's a liminal moment in higher education, in that colleges and universities are focused on reinventing their business models to ensure that colleges are affordable and accessible, and that they take advantage of new platforms, because the speed of information and the way information travels and the way we learn is changing, no doubt about that. Conversely, the second point I would share with your audience is that I would argue that we need a liberal arts education more now than ever before. And here's why. We know that we need to prepare students for careers that don't even exist today. So on the one hand, a student comes to Iona College and receives a core curriculum rich in liberal arts and specializes in their field of study, so they are prepared for their first job when they exit college.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that we're preparing students for careers 10 years from now that don't exist today.
And for and life. For life. Preparing them for their life.
A life well lived. And we know that if they are strictly focused on preparing for their first job, that we're not preparing them for their career and their lives 10 years from graduation.
Well,
We want
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So we want to prepare students for their first job, but we also want to develop their critical thinking, help them develop a strong ethical and moral compass, help them prepare to serve others, and help them to live a life well lived. And that's the very focus of our liberal arts education. Without the arts, you can have no science. Those two come together.
Well, I agree with you on that. And Joe, the thing is, if by liberal arts you mean being a student of 17th century French art, maybe that's a little too esoteric for the 21st century to make a living in. But by liberal arts, it means that you understand, how we got to where we are today, understanding the life and times of the people whose shoulders we stand on, and how you and I will be part of someone will stand on our shoulders in the future. Those are important things to understand. In addition to the technical training.
That's exactly right. And we think that's a holistic approach to education, that you understand the history, you understand culture, you understand the future, you understand technology, but you have the ability to write and to communicate.
Yep.
How many times have you received an email from a friend or a nephew,
yep,
and it looks like it's written by someone who hasn't taken an English course?
Well, see, I graduated with a history degree from a liberal arts school.
Marvelous.
But I also had two technical minors that were almost as much as a major. So I got my technical training as well as my liberal arts training at a liberal arts school.
So you could come to Iona College and you could major in cybersecurity,
yeah,
but you'd still receive a liberal arts foundation.
Exactly.
And you'd receive the technical skills in cybersecurity to be
so,
able to be
so the problem, the problem that they're in, my friends, is not in the schools, it's what your children take. So look to your own family, I think, before we start dissing liberal arts schools. Look to your own practices when you pull those catalogs out and you schedule your children for their first year in school, in college. Dr. Joseph Nyer and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.